So yeah, like FPSs, what can I say? There's nothing like the rush of hunting people down and killing them. I mean, my heart's beating, my hands are shaking, but I'm still shooting, and I'm still getting the headshots, it's like, boom, headshot, boom, headshot, I'm still getting the headshots, it's like, boom, headshot, boom, headshot, boom, headshot, still getting the headshots, it's like, boom.
What is up, everyone? Welcome to Boom Headshot, your weekly gaming podcast fix. As always, it's the same geek every week. I'm your host, Jordan Thompson, and this is episode number 41. This week, I'm joined by one of my longtime listeners, Jamie Williams, a.k.a. FunSize27. Please tell me I got the number right.
You got it right.
Yes! Winning. Awesome. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Yeah? Been getting in any gaming recently?
Yep. Bought WWE 2K15 yesterday.
Nice. I really want to pick that up. I've been watching more wrestling recently, and like, I miss it. I remember watching it when I was a lot younger, and it was always just, it was so cheesy, but I love it, and now my appreciation for it's coming back.
If my dad dressed me up as Macho Man Randy Savage when I was like 6, 7 for Halloween,
nice.
I was one ugly Macho Man.
That's awesome, though. Really ugly.
But I got a lot of candy out of it.
Hey, as long as you're getting candy, really, that's all that matters.
And a couple of Slim Jims, too.
Oh, that's great.
Well, you know, looking up at my stash, that homie's like, what the hell? Why are they giving me beef jerky?
Well, I mean, you gotta take a bite into a Slim Jim, you know? So, what did you want to talk about this week? I know you had a good topic. We've been meaning to get you on the show for quite some time now.
Yep.
It's been a long time coming, so I'm glad to finally have you on.
Me too.
So, yeah.
I had that broken jaw, so.
Yeah, that couldn't have been much fun at all.
Nope.
Jeez. So, yeah, what
did
you want
to... Liquid diet for a month.
A month?
Yep, liquid diet for a month.
Ugh, I couldn't do that. That would suck.
I hated it.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So. The weekend is like, give me solid food.
Sounds about right. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what was the topic that you wanted to talk about?
Like the good sportsmanship in video games, or lack thereof.
Had some experiences with it, have you?
Yep, especially since I'm a girl, and I did like to play games online, but after a couple of bad experiences, I don't do it as much as I used to.
Totally can understand that. So yeah, we're going to kind of talk about all our different experiences with sportsmanship, and maybe kind of figure out why it is that people decide to essentially be assholes when they're playing online games. I mean, really, I can't put it any nicer than that.
And I was going to say, why are people dicks when they play video games online?
Yeah, I don't really understand it. I mean, although I'm sure in the past I've been guilty of being such a person, but I think...
No.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to play the holier-than-thou. I'm the best gamer as far as attitude goes, because I'm not. I mean, I think everyone's guilty of it, even in a small way at some point or another in their gaming career.
We've all done it.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll kind of get into that a little bit more. But before we do that, we're going to go over the new releases for this week. There is one that I'm really excited for because I'm pretty sure it's going to be free, and that's Don't Starve on the PS4. Yeah. Don't Starve. I think it comes out on Tuesday, and if I do remember correctly, it is going to be free for PlayStation Plus users.
Sweet.
Yes. Free games is always good, and that's one I've been really excited about. So, what else do we have? We've got Metal Gear Rising coming out on the PC, and that comes out on Thursday.
I might buy that. I don't... Not much of a PC gamer.
You know, I picked up Rising when it came out for console last year, and I thought it was a really good game, and a good friend of mine, Mr. LG of Games, plug.
I know him.
You know him, and I wanted to give him a shout-out because he's going to be playing Metal Gear Rising this Thursday, so when you're listening to this, he'll be playing this tomorrow. So if you are interested in seeing someone play through Metal Gear Rising and having a lot of fun with it, go check out Mr. LG of Games. You can find him on twitch.tv/LG of Games. I'll be sure to link it in the description below or beside when you're listening to this episode. Yeah, beside. I don't know.
It'll be somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere on the page. I'll make it big and bold, and you'll see LG of Games. It'll be great. So,
James plug.
Exactly. That man deserves it because he puts on a great show, and that is a great game. So I'm really excited. He just finished Metal Gear Solid 4, which was awesome. So
I try to catch his streams when I can.
I haven't been in as much recently just because work has been getting in the way, new job. So the schedule doesn't allow it as much. But if I can send people his way, I definitely want to do so because awesome show. So, moving on, we've got Chibi Robo Photo Finder coming up for the 3DS, and Wii Fit U for the Wii U. Very exciting release lineup this week.
Great, another game to tell me that I'm fat.
Pretty much, yeah, because we don't have enough things in our lives that tell us we're fat. Yay! So, that is all the new releases for this week. Now, let's get into the meat and potatoes of the show. And I don't know, I feel so revived and energized this week. This is the first episode of the new year. I'm getting my shit together. We were talking about this offline. I got to get my shit together and get these episodes because I have not been providing you guys with enough content. So time to fix that. New year.
We're having podcast withdrawals.
I've kind of heard. And I am very sorry for those of you that have gone through those withdrawals. There are other shows that have been consistent, like Video Game Hangover and
I Know Them,
Married to the Games. So if I'm not around, check them out. More shameless plugs because I'm feeling the plugs today.
Shameless plugs for the win.
Yes. All right. So poor sportsmanship. I think it's probably best to start off with some of our experiences with such a topic. Would you like to go first?
Sure.
All right. So, earliest memory that you have of a bad experience with poor sportsmanship in gaming?
Well, when Dead Space 2 first came out back in 2011,
mm-hmm.
I had a couple of friends that I played online, and we had an unwritten rule that they would not let it be known in any of the online matches that I was a girl for fear of all the hate mail I was going to get.
Yep.
And during one session, somebody let it slip that I was a girl. Got spammed with a whole bunch of hate messages until I left the lobby.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
See, now, I don't understand the point of that. And, like, what kind of... I'm curious as to what kind of things... Obviously, nothing too bad, but what were some of the things that were said?
Yeah, I got called the C word a couple times. Yeah, obligatory. Go into the kitchen and make me a sandwich.
Yeah, love sexist remarks because that just, it makes sense. I don't know. Shit like this really bothers me. I don't see the necessity for it. Yes, sure, you're frustrated because maybe you suck at online games and you're going to take it out on someone else. Why? It's just...
I have figured that out. You let me know.
Yeah, and you know, I think part of it comes to the anonymity of the internet and like, mm-hmm. I'm just a handle. No one's going to have to worry about, or I'm not going to have to worry about anyone finding me or something like that.
Yep.
And that alone creates so many issues because it gives people the ability to be complete assholes with no repercussions. And I think one thing that really gets to me is the fact that people don't think that what they're saying is harmful. Mm-hmm. I mean, essentially you're being a bully, and you think it's okay.
Right? Then I started to cry after I got all those hate messages.
Well, yeah, I mean, who's going to feel good after being called sexist, racist, etc., those types of terms? I mean, no one likes to hear that.
And then now the only times I will play online is if you're private lobby, invite only.
Mm-hmm. And do you find that it's a better experience now just playing with your friends?
Yep. Since they already know I'm a girl, so they can't say the C word.
Yeah, and they wouldn't really be great friends if they did.
Nope.
So.
That and if we do lose, the blame doesn't all fall on me somehow.
Yeah, exactly. And That's the thing is, like, there's, I don't want to name any specific communities, but I know there are certain games that if you go in and you don't know what you're doing, you are going to get reamed out horribly. And I just don't see what good that comes from doing that, right?
Yep. I remember playing the first Borderlands online. I had no idea what the hell I was doing.
Oh, man. Yeah, no idea. I was the same way. I was playing with a friend of mine, and I didn't know what was going on. I was just following her. I'm like, okay, I'm going to follow you, and we're going to kill things.
And the recruit's like, stop following me, damn it.
See, were you playing with someone you knew or just randomly jumping into...
Playing with somebody that I knew.
Yeah, fair enough. Any other kind of experiences that you had with poor sportsmanship that you can think of?
And I have, like, played with people that acted like the fate of the world depended on whether or not we won or lost a match.
What game?
It was the latest Splinter Cell.
Blacklist? Mm-hmm. Haven't played that one. Any good?
Yep. I love the Splinter Cell games.
Yeah.
And it's like, anytime a new Splinter Cell game is announced, it's like, I will just start throwing my debit card at the screen going, take my money!
Totally.
Game now, take my money!
No, for sure. So, is this something that you've seen more with online gaming, or have you kind of always seen people being poor sports when it comes to gaming?
Usually when I have played online with, like, just random strangers, I've seen at least, like, maybe one or two instances of bad sportsmanship.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, either it's, like, it's with me or somebody that I know. And I was playing Splinter Cell multiplayer. My team lost the match and they blamed me.
In
their defense, I had no idea what the hell I was doing that time either.
Yeah. See, but it's, I mean... I love gaming, and I love spending lots of time playing games, but at the end of the day, it's just a game. I mean, unless... Take
it so seriously, the world's not going to end if we lose.
I mean, unless it's your career, and then I can understand frustration, but, I mean, if you're playing random online games, really doesn't make sense, not really worth it. I mean... Again, it comes back to anonymity of the internet has given people this voice to be an asshole, and so many have taken liberties with that.
It reminds me of an internet meme I saw online a couple years ago with, like, one person plus an internet chat room plus total anonymity equals total dickwad.
Yeah, that sounds about right. And I think if we as gamers, this was kind of something that I had talked about in a past episode with Firecrow when we were talking about just bullying. And I mean, this really comes down to the same kind of thing, is we need to make sure that we're respecting each other online if we want to be, if the gaming community wants to gain more of a respect and not be looked at as this, oh, well, you're a gamer.
Just a bunch of jackasses.
Yeah, exactly. I'm trying to think of some experiences that I've had with poor sportsmanship, which has pretty much been every game of Call of Duty that I've ever gone into.
That's why I don't like Call of Duty.
Hey... And you know what? I totally get it, because, I mean, anyone that has a microphone, is at least from what I've seen on the PlayStation side, I'm not sure if it's different on the Xbox side, but people just, if they have a mic, they're not using it for the purpose it's intended to. No one communicates to maybe do better in a match. No, it's to yell racial and...
Scream.
Yeah, yell, scream, get racial slurs, swear at each other, this, that, and the other. Not productive, not what the intent of it is. I mean, I suppose I could complain about it till the cows come home, but it's... a matter of us.
Not going to change anytime soon.
Well, no, not unless we make the conscious decision to go, well, this could be affecting someone that I'm talking to, or whoever I'm saying this to. Maybe I should think about the repercussions of my actions. Mm-hmm. I totally feel like I sound like I'm getting old, but... Because, like, in high school, I would have been like, ah, whatever, but... I don't know, I suppose with age, you become more conscious of what's going on around you and the effects that these kind of things have.
Yep. And some people just don't care.
Yeah, that's true, and you're always going to have that, and that's fine, so be it, but, I mean, keep it to yourself. Because I really don't want to hear it, and I mean, it's to a point where I...
TMI, man, TMI.
I've come to every match that I go into for Call of Duty, immediately I mute everyone. Because chances are I'm not going to want to hear what any of them have to say. Which is sad that I feel the necessity to do that right now. Or at this point. I don't know, I don't get it.
Neither do I.
Yeah. So, let's see. What other experiences do I have with poor sportsmanship? None that I can think of specifically right now, but I do have one that my girlfriend was telling me about that she had, which was, her and I think it was her ex and a bunch of their friends were playing WoW, and one of her ex's friends, they were doing a PvP battle. And this guy was like, oh, well, I'm a warrior or whatever the hell it was. Clearly, I'm going to beat you because you're... What the hell was she? I'm so bad. Oh, she's a priest. There we go. And she ended up using a spell which controls him and ran him off a mountain. And apparently he wouldn't talk to her for like 2 weeks.
Aww.
Yeah, because he got stuck in an area which I guess it was like vanilla WoW, so he couldn't get back to a main city very easily. He was stuck in an area he probably shouldn't have been.
And that kind of goes into the sore loser thing.
Yeah, there are a lot of those out there. And I mean, I like I said, I'm guilty of doing it.
Oh, so am I. I've done it before, too.
I've raged many, many times at Call of Duty back in the
day. I made sure that it never got to the point where I wanted to like, call somebody a bad name.
Yeah, no, I mean...
Shout out a racial slur.
If it gets to that point, it's like, maybe I should probably... I
had one of those inflatable clowns that I could just hit instead of, like, hitting somebody else or hitting the wall.
Yeah, you find something else.
I had rage issues as a kid.
I still have rage issues, so I totally get it. But, I mean, really, it's... I don't know, I just... totally had a brain fart, and my mind is not working, apparently. This topic is, it's got me, it's got me. I'm, totally not sure where I'm going with this. One of those days, you know?
Yep. Well, it's Sunday, what do you expect?
This is true, and it is, yeah, the weather's not too bad. There's a bit of blue sky going on here, but ridiculously cold.
I live in Phoenix. We have nothing.
I had minus... 45 Celsius not too long ago.
And the high a couple weeks ago was like 50s, 60s.
I'm jealous. I want nice weather. I just want summer again every time I go outside. So, yeah.
And it's like, come on down to Phoenix during the summer where it's like 145 degrees all day, every day.
I would totally be okay with that. Although I'm sure it gets taxing after a while.
Yep.
So. Yeah, why can't I think of it? I'm sure I have so many personal experiences with poor sportsmanship. Why I can't think of any right now is beyond me.
I remember one that I had when I was playing Injustice multiplayer.
Oh, God.
A couple of weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten addicted to that game.
Yeah?
It's like one of two PS4 games that I actually own, aside from all the digital stuff.
Yeah, I was thinking about picking it up, but I had it on PS3 and I ended up trading it in. I mean, it's a good game, don't get me wrong, but I had Mortal Kombat, so I'm like,
I wanted something else to play besides Assassin's Creed 4.
Mm-hmm.
I do like that game. I was like, I want something else.
Yeah, no, for sure. I've gotten way too many games now. Christmas was good to me, so I've had a lot to play, and that has definitely kept me distracted from the show a little bit too much. Oops. I'm sorry. Sorry. Don't worry. It'll change. I need to play games. I need to talk about them on the show, you know?
Research.
Yeah, that's exactly... That's how I justify it to myself. I'm researching for the show. This is, it's okay. And then it's like, oh shit, I haven't put up a show in 2 weeks. Damn.
5 more minutes.
Yeah. It's like, I'm just going to have to set a time during the week where this is podcast time. I don't worry about anything else. It's podcast focused. Take care of stuff. Then I can go play games.
Although for me, it's like, I have to set aside time for me to do homework. Otherwise, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah. And that's probably why I haven't gone back to school, because I'd be awful with homework.
Well, it's all online, but it's like all on me to get all my stuff done on time.
That would be even worse for me, because I'd be like, well, there's no teacher to be like, why didn't you hand it in? And be like, well, it's just the computer.
You're like, I got until Sunday.
Yeah, exactly. Then Sunday's like, oh shit, I really gotta do work.
I write a paper. Crap.
Oh, sweet. 10-page essay. Yes.
Luckily, it hasn't gotten to that point yet in any of my classes. Most of the time, it's like, write a 2-page paper on whatever topic.
Yeah.
Like, I can do that in 5 minutes.
So, can you think of any cases where you've been a poor sport or anything like that in the past?
I remember one instance when I was playing Fuse.
Fuse, 360 or?
360.
Okay.
Yeah, stuff was not going my way. I kept dying like every 5-10 minutes and I just rage quit. Started screaming and yelling over the mic and I just rage quit.
Yeah.
Didn't call anybody any names, but I just started screaming like, damn it, son of a bitch.
Just given what for? Yeah, no, for sure. I've definitely had rage issues with games in the past, and I've learned to tone it down because I've realized, well, it's not really doing anything productive.
If my mom always used to say, calm down, it's just a game, when she'd hear me rage quit.
She's like, it's not a game! It is, but it's not.
Mom!
Yeah. Don't say that. I don't want to hear it.
And then I tried Dark Souls. That's rage quit in a box.
Oh, God, Dark Souls. Oh, yes, this game.
I almost broke my 360 controller playing that game.
I could totally see that, and that's a game that I expected to go in and want to break controllers playing, but that game just kind of broke me.
My friend, you lent me her copy. She's like, good luck. And it's like, now I know why.
Yeah, it's not a forgiving game.
In the box.
Yeah. And I'd started playing, and this was Demon's Souls that I was playing, and I think I got about an hour in, I lost all my souls to the boss, and I'm just like, I'm just gonna put the controller down. I couldn't even be mad, I was so deflated, I'm like, ugh, oh.
And then I wondered, like, did they make it like this on purpose to piss people off?
They definitely wanted to go back to a different kind of challenge that I don't think a lot of games have nowadays.
I was playing first like 2 hours of Demon's Souls, it's like, oh crap, this is Battletoads all over again.
Oh no, I never played Battletoads. I've watched people play it and it's hilarious. Mm-hmm. Especially when you get to the motorbike race, that is awful.
Yep, I almost broken controller playing that game as well.
Yeah. Trying to think. Games that I've actually raged and broken controllers on. Because I know there's been a few. And I think there was an old Mortal Kombat game that I'd... it was a story-based one on PS2, I think.
That Sub-Zero one?
No, it wasn't Sub-Zero. It was another one.
There's too many of them. I lost count.
Yeah, no, it's hard to keep track of. But I remember getting to a point where it's just like, I was swinging the controller around my room, smashing it on the floor. It was bad. Bad times. But, so I did ask for some people's experiences with poor sportsmanship in gaming, and had that Chofi, one of my awesome listeners, had said, I usually have people boosting during multiplayer sessions and get mad at me because I've continued to play the match properly. You know, cheaters. You are not justified in getting mad. You're not allowed to get mad. You're cheating. If someone honestly beats you, you should just take that and go, wow, I really suck at cheating. I should probably stop playing games. If you are not good enough to beat someone when you're trying to boost in Call of Duty,
don't boost.
Don't boost. Play the game honestly. Or just don't play it at all, because I really, if you're not going to try, why are you playing? Why don't you just go play single player?
Like, probably cheating a single player too.
And you know what? You want to cheat in single player? Go for it. That's cool. I'm totally cool with that. Don't ruin other people's experiences online.
So. I always wondered, how the hell can you cheat in Call of Duty?
As far as boosting goes, it's really one person will be on, or two people will be on opposite teams. They'll go to a certain place in the map, and they'll have respawn markers. So every time they respawn, the other guy can kill them, and they can just keep going. So that way they're getting, say, their diamond camo, or unlocking all the guns they need to get to, what, 10th prestige, or whatever the hell it is. I don't understand why you would want to play if you're going to do that.
I think I'm part of the minority that does not like the Call of Duty games.
I don't think it's as much of a minority as you'd think. I mean, there's a lot of people that don't enjoy it. I mean, I now have Battlefield and Call of Duty, and I won't be going back to Ghosts. Not very often, at least. The overall experience I had with that game was extremely poor compared to past games, and just there was no level of engagement. I like where in Battlefield I can be a lot more tactical and have to think about what I'm doing. But I don't want to put any stigma on the bat. Like, I don't know. I think there's a lot of stigma behind shooter games in general and the community that goes along with it. But then when you look at like the MLG and really the people who are playing pro, I mean, that's a great way to look at that community. It's just people in random lobbies that, I mean, it's kids playing that probably are too young to be. And
it's like, how old are you? 12.
Why are you playing this? Because mom bought it for me for Christmas. Okay.
Because I want it.
Yeah, that one. I worked in retail, so that one really breaks my brain. As to why
little kids at GameStop, like, "Mommy, buy this for me," and they're like 10. It's like, what? I cannot face palm hard enough for this right now.
No, not at all. It's like Grand Theft Auto. Like, do you realize what you are buying your kids?
Like, I don't care. It shuts them off. It's like, I cannot face palm hard enough right now. Like, and if we were in public, I'd be kicking you in the shins.
Yeah, because, hey, if it shuts the kid up, clearly that's proper parenting.
I don't think. My nephew does play the M-rated games, but, like, you know, if he asks me to buy him one for Christmas or his birthday, I have to ask his mom. And most of the time, she says yes. I think the only time she said no was when my nephew wanted The Witcher 2, and, like, I lent her my copy. She's like, oh, hell no, my kid's not getting this.
No, exactly. I mean, there's,
my nephew's 15, so it's like, I wasn't going to buy it, Warren, but I thought you should see.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing, is like, I can understand getting M-rated games for your kids a little bit earlier. I know I certainly did play them fairly early on, like probably like 15, 16. But I think that comes down to a sense of maturity with the kid. Are they prepared to play those kinds of games, or...
I mean, my nephew knows the difference between, you know, right and wrong.
Yeah, exactly, like... and that comes down to the parenting. Have you parented your kid enough to know that they're not going to take this seriously? So...
Yeah. And most of the time, you know, my sister-in-law is familiar with the type of game that my nephew's asking for, and, like, she's seen the stuff on there, it's like, sure, get it.
Like, okay, well, that's your decision. I'm
married into a family of video gamers, so it's like, yes!
Nice.
They understand my hobby.
See, and that makes life a lot easier. When the day comes that I have a family, it will be a family of gamers. Although, me and my girlfriend have joked, like, if we have kids, knowing our luck, we're going to have a jock or, like, a cheerleader, which is fine, but it should be like, ugh. It would be so much easier.
My parents used to joke that when I was born, I came out with a PlayStation controller in my hand.
That's awesome.
Dad bought me the original NES for Christmas when I was like 8 or 9. It like just started from there. It's like, and my mom was pissed.
Oh, really?
Early 90s, girls didn't play video games.
Yes, girls played with Barbie dolls and other stereotypical things.
And I was like, that's for boys. You know, I asked her why. She's like, there's a boy on the box, so it's for boys. It's like, okay.
That makes sense.
That's logical, kind of.
In some alternate universe.
I don't know what universe that's logical, but sure.
Go for it, whatever you say. Yeah, no, I mean, I started gaming with my sister when the Super NES came out. We got one for Christmas 1 year. It was like, that was our Christmas and birthday presents for both of us for the year. Totally worth it. But I think that was some of my first experiences with raging at games. Because I'm pretty sure I must have broken a controller. A NES controller as a kid. Or a Super NES controller.
I've broken a PS3 controller, too.
Yeah, I've broken probably two PS3 controllers. There's just... I think the biggest offender for me is playing God of War games. That is the worst.
I just also rage quit in the box.
Yeah, it is not fun. I don't enjoy it. I do, but I don't. I don't like raging. I have
friends that enjoy it, and I tried playing it. Like, how the hell do you enjoy this?
It can be extremely taxing on your patience at times, that's for sure. It
killed me before I could react.
Mm-hmm. And 10, 15, 20 times later, you're like, I think I can start maybe taking a hit at it. I don't know. Like
for one hit point of damage.
Yeah. I mean, I've played through the entire series, but the last one was really frustrating. The whole game, I got through most of it and was like, okay, this isn't that bad. And then I got to the last part and the difficulty went from, like, say 50% right up to about 95. And it was awful. Like, it was out of nowhere. So you really didn't expect it. And I was raging really hard one night and I looked over at my girlfriend. She's just like, please, are you okay? I'm like, oh God, I need to stop playing right now and just put this game away. And I didn't touch it for probably a solid month and a half. I couldn't do it. I was scared of myself playing the game, which was kind of a wake up call. Like, I need to kind of figure out my patience level. Yeah, I needed to calm down, and that is the worst thing you can say to a gamer who is raging. Calm down,
it's just a game.
Don't say that. Just don't say anything.
Well, my mom's like famous for saying that to me when I was growing up. Like, calm down, it's just get to... One does not say calm down.
No, because that flares the tempers like that. Eat more. Yep, and it's like, my girlfriend's asked me before, it's like, what do you want me to do? I'm like, don't do anything. Just leave me alone. Just shut up. Yeah. And when she knows that I'm going to be playing a game that I'm going to rage at, she just leaves the room. Better not to have to deal with it, because then it doesn't result in a fight and things are good.
Now, my mom, you doesn't understand video games. Like, she never really understood why I like playing video games so much. Never understood, you know, why I chose video games over Barbies when I was growing up. Did I give birth to a boy or a girl? What the hell?
Yeah, but I mean, everyone's got their hobbies, right? And
yep. And after a while, it's like, she's not getting into trouble. Maybe this hobby's not so bad after all.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, I've seen a lot of good come out of being a gamer over the years, and there's a lot of great people in that are gamers. I know I've talked about this before, is the idea that a gamer is some recluse that sits in his parents' basement and doesn't go outside, never sees the light of day, but it's so opposite from that. Everyone is a gamer at this point.
I like doing other stuff too, but if I have a game, it's like, I want to play it.
Yeah, at the end of the day, if there's games that I want to play, I'm going to do that over most other things. But that's just me. That is how I feel about it. Yeah. Sorry, having a moment here. Brain. Seriously, this Sunday brain is just, it's bad. I got to get back into the swing of things. Sunday is like my podcast day, and I gotta get used to this again.
Give it a couple of weeks.
Yeah, exactly. There is there's some good stuff on the way. I've been talking with some other podcasts and meeting people on Twitter, and there's some really good guests that I'm hoping to get lined up soon. So it's a really exciting start to the year.
And I got one of my friends to start listening to your podcast.
Nice. Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
The best thing ever.
Actually?
Where did you find this? Like Twitter.
That is awesome. See, things like that make me so happy when someone's like, I love your show. It's great. I'm listening to this one. I'm just like, oh. I don't know. Something. The fact that people want to listen to me, I love it. It's awesome.
Yeah, you're one of two video game podcasts that I listen to every week.
When I have episodes on those weeks.
I also love listening to Video Game Hangover every week, too.
Those guys are awesome. I've got to catch up on some of the episodes. It's been a little while since I've listened, but, I mean, all of those guys are awesome, and that show is so much fun.
Another shameless plug.
Yep, exactly. More shameless plugs. I'm going to have a list of all their Twitter handles, so you can find them, and I've got some of them listed on the website, so you can check them out there, too. Yeah. Is there anything else that you really wanted to talk about as far as sportsmanship goes?
I can tell you what happened when the one time I played Injustice Online.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We didn't actually finish that story. Go ahead.
I think we lost our train of thought.
A little bit. It does happen.
It was like the rare moment where I had that lapse in judgment. Like, I'm going to play a fighting game online with some dude I don't even know.
Yeah, I've had those moments, and they usually result in me not wanting to play games for a little while.
Yeah, let's just say I got my ass kicked royally.
It's fighting games are not fun to play online if you don't know what you're doing, or even if you're I would say even if you're mediocre. Or, don't play online. It's unless you're playing with someone you know. I've never had good experiences playing online because people are so bloody good, and I don't get it.
This right now, I suck at fighting games, and I had no idea why I played online at that particular instance.
Mm-hmm. Although I do appreciate the fact that Injustice had a really good story.
And then I was dumb enough to broadcast getting my ass kicked in Injustice on my Twitch channel.
Nice.
Why did I broadcast this?
This was a good idea.
At the time, maybe.
Yeah. Hindsight's always 20/20, though, isn't it?
And then, thankfully, the PS4 doesn't save any of my past Twitch broadcasts. Otherwise, it would have been many colorful words spoken. Many colorful words.
I'm sure that would have happened. It does. You have a lot of trolls on Twitch. I've seen too many of them.
So. I've had to ban a few people on Twitch.
Yeah? How does the... Go ahead.
I have my Twitter profile linked up to my Twitch page, and I guess in my Twitter bio it says, I'm a girl, blah, 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 blah.
Yep.
And then you'll get the whole bunch of the hate messages on Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
Dropping the C word again. Going to the kitchen, it's like, the original. If you're gonna insult me, can't you be original?
Mm-hmm. And the thing is,
I've heard all this.
Same tired old jokes, and not jokes, but comments, and it's just like, come on. Be a little creative. Maybe let me get a laugh out of it, possibly. But far too often, people just go for the easy shots that really should mean nothing.
And like the one match I did online, you ended up getting my ass kicked. It's like, it was an epic ass kicking. It wasn't even funny. And the guy turned out to be a sore winner.
How could you be a sore winner?
You've heard of the sore loser, he cheated.
Yeah.
And I won, you suck.
Oh, okay. Okay, so he's just a dick. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And my parents call it sore winning.
I've never heard that term, so it caught me off guard. Sore winning, I like that. I'm going to use that.
Yeah, they used it to teach me to, lose graciously and, win graciously as well.
Yeah, I mean...
they've seen me, when I've won at, board games or when I was growing up, sports. Mm-hmm. You know, they lorded over that I won. It's there's a such thing as a sore winner, too.
Yeah, it's not something I ever think of because...
Shut up.
I don't think I've ever really run into... Well, I'm sure I have, but... No.
Not enough.
Not too many sore winners that I run into. It's just yeah, I won. That's cool. Whenever I play board games, yeah, okay, well, good stuff. I lost, I won. Whatever, let's play another game. Online, not so much. Mm. I have...
Although I imagine if people that lose in online games, flipping over the table or something...
Never gone to that extent. I've never flipped a table. I've thrown a controller. I've...
Yep, so have I.
Maybe thrown a remote as well, but that's about as far as it's gone. Because then
hit a pillow, that's as far as I've gotten.
At least a pillow is not a bad thing to hit, because I can get my aggression out on something soft and fluffy.
My parents bought me that inflatable clown, and I figure better to hit the thing that can't hit back than an actual person.
Unless it bounces way too much and just cracks you in the face. That's a bad time.
I've hit it that hard.
I've totally done that. Or if you're playing with someone else. Oh, shit. What were they called? They were the inflatable, boxing glove things that... oh, what were those called?
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
For some reason, I can't think of it.
90s kid stuff. Yeah. Whatever those were. Get some of those if you're playing with someone that you're likely going to get frustrated with, and then just take it out on each other afterwards. I know I used to do that with my cousins, although I think there was one time, one of my cousins was a little bit younger than me, and I think I bopped him a little too hard. He went flying. I was like, oh, crap, I'm really sorry. But I was
an only child, so I'd have to call up one of my friends.
See, there you go. That's what friends are for, to hit each other in the face with inflatable boxing gloves.
You'd be like, come on over so I can hit you in the face with an inflatable boxing glove.
Sounds like a good time to me. I don't know. Throw a few drinks in there, you're good.
Buy him dinner.
Yeah, see? Wine and dine and then hit him in the face. It's all in the name of fun. As long as no one's actually getting hurt, it's okay.
Does the dinner come before or after I hit him in the face with the inflatable boxing glove?
I'd do the dinner after, just in case they decide that they don't want to have the dinner. Because then that saves you money. Mm. See? There's ways around this. So.
Duly noted.
Exactly. Yeah. I there's not much more that I can really add to the topic. I mean, really when it comes down to it, I think people should be conscious about what they're saying if they're going to be that person online. Think about the repercussions of your actions. Maybe calling... whatever that name you want to call someone, think about what that's going to do to that person. Because I don't think there's a lot of conscious decisions that go into sending out these messages just so quickly.
In the heat of the moment.
Exactly. And there's no time afterwards that you're going to regret saying that, because you're not going to see that person again. You're not going to talk to them again. It's just
maybe that's why most people, they say they don't feel bad after, calling somebody a name after a game online.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. I'm
not going to see the dude, so I don't have to feel bad.
And that is the problem with the internet. Or, I mean, specifically like YouTube, things like that. I'll talk about this because I actually thought it was really funny. There was the PS4 launch that I did at my local EB Games for the midnight launch.
I watched that.
That was awful. Like, I'll be the first to admit that was a horrible, horrible broadcast. It was so boring. I'm totally aware of that because I couldn't really go over and talk to people. Everyone wanted to get their console and get out. I totally understand.
I didn't think it was that boring.
Well, I appreciate that. I don't know. I was just like, there's occasional talking, but it wasn't what I expected, but so be it. I was actually going in the other day to delete it, and I looked at the viewer count. I'm like, that can't be right. And I look again, sure enough, 22,000 views. How in the hell that got 22,000 views, I don't know. I realize this sounds like I'm trying to brag, but I'm not, because that video, if you guys go and check it out on the YouTube channel, it's... I mean, for 2 hours, there's not a lot of content. I was hoping to actually pull that in and turn it into an episode. Didn't work out, so be it.
It was a good idea at the time.
It was. There was a lot of good intent, but the follow-through just wasn't there. And I was going to do one for the Xbox One launch as well, but apparently that had maybe 50 people lined up at midnight, whereas the PS4 had 200. So, I mean, really, for the amount of people that actually came up and talked to me, wasn't going to be worth it to do an Xbox One.
Well, if I lived in Canada and I was at a PS4 launch, I would have come up and talked to you.
See, there we go. But I did meet Jason Brasher, a.k.a. the Deep Sea Geek.
I know him.
Yeah, that guy, super cool guy. I'm glad I met him because, I mean, we got to collaborate. And, I mean, as you guys heard, he was on my show and I was on his show. Lots of good times. Yep. So...
And I tried to videotape myself at a PS4 launch event. Didn't go so well.
No?
No. I thought, like, maybe I should stop recording before somebody threatens to beat me up.
People can be a little weird like that when it comes to videos.
And then I ended up not getting my PS4 at launch.
How long did you have to wait for it to get yours?
I had to work the night of the launch, but I got home at, like, 9:30 at night. And then we live right across the street from, like, Best Buy and Fry's Electronics. And so your husband and I figured, like, we'll drive by Fry's Electronics, and if the line doesn't look that long, we'll see if we can get one just walking in.
Yeah.
You know, they got all the people that pre-ordered to the front of the line, and they started handing in the walk-in vouchers to everybody else. Guy in front of us got the last voucher.
Oh, that's the worst.
So pissed.
Yeah, understandable. That sucks.
And then luckily, my husband was able to order the PS4 off of Amazon at midnight.
Oh, nice. So you only had to wait a few days, I'm assuming, for it to actually get to you?
Well, your husband has Amazon Prime, so normally we only have to wait 2 days, but they shipped it out on that Friday.
Oh, nice. That's awesome.
And then we got a brick, and then our first PS4 was a brick.
That's right. I remember you telling me about that. I was very sad for you because it's like, oh, no. Same thing happened to a friend of mine, too. You just sit there and look at it and go, it's pretty. It's pretty. It's...
Your husband's like, you have the PS3. It's not the same.
No, it's not. Did it just didn't work at all out of the box, or?
Nope. We got the flashing blue light of death.
Lame. Well, I'd say it's better to get that than to, like, be able to start playing the system and then realize that, and then have it stop working afterwards.
Yep.
It just
wouldn't work straight out of the box.
Lame. So what games have you been playing, or have you picked up for your PS4?
So far, I've gotten addicted to Resogun.
That game is a time vampire.
Yep. And you've been tried a little bit of Contrast.
Mm-hmm. What do you think of Contrast?
I like it, but I got to a part where I was about to rage quit and break a PS4 controller.
And those are more expensive.
Stop.
Yeah. Yeah, I've tried Resogun.
Playing Warframe.
Yeah. It's okay. For free, I mean, I don't
mind it. It was free. I figured, why not?
Yeah, exactly. That was the first thing I did is I went and downloaded all the free games because it's free.
And I tried Blacklight Retribution.
Yeah? What'd you think of that?
I didn't like it that much.
No?
People kept killing me. It's like, screw this.
I'm out.
It's a good game. I'm out.
Yeah. And shooters tend to be like that. It's either... I think you gotta be in the right mood for it.
And I've been playing the hell out of Assassin's Creed 4.
Have you beat it yet?
Not yet.
Oh, man.
I'm stuck in a naval battle. For some reason, I cannot aim the cannons.
What chapter are you on?
I'm somewhere at the beginning.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I was, like, trying to raise my wanted level. Or, like, destroy the ship. Like, I'm trying, but I can't.
Yeah. It definitely... I didn't expect... Like, I won't spoil anything, but I didn't expect it to be... It gives you warnings when you get to a part in the game where it's like, you should probably upgrade your ship. Mm-hmm. Like, oh.
Okay. Now you tell me.
Yeah. I've tried some of the missions anyway. It's like, no, I probably should upgrade my ship. But I find that hunting for the different types of, like, the steel and, pardon me, and wood and everything like that. Finding ships that have what you need doesn't work out that well so far. I'm actually going to resort to using the app for my phone and start sending out my fleet.
I think I'll have to try that next time.
Yeah, apparently, like, a lot of people have been telling me to use that because they've been pulling in reals like nothing. And I'm like, well,
I
could use money. I like money in this game, and I want to go back and get the DLC for it once I beat some other games.
And it's like, you know, I can't aim the ship's cannons, and for some reason, I can't drive the boat.
It takes some getting used to, for sure. I wasn't a fan of it when I first started playing. I mean, I kind of like the naval battles in 3, but they really refined it with 4, and it feels a lot better.
In 3, I steered that ship like I was drunk.
Yeah. I was probably about the same, so I have
your friends or roommates walking by. It's like, are you drunk? Like, no, I'm just crashing into rocks and shit.
See, but now in 4, it's totally okay if you're drunk because you're a pirate, and they're always drunk. So
they're like perma drunk.
Exactly. It's just you can't stop drinking because that's all you have. I mean,
you're
picking.
Pirate.
Yeah, you're picking up rum from every ship. So, anything else that you've been playing on the PS4 you've really been enjoying?
Injustice.
Yeah?
But I'm not stupid enough to play it online against people.
Good call. I am the same way. Like I said, I'm thinking of picking it up again, but I don't know. How does it look on the PS4? Like, did you ever try it on the PS3?
I did not get a chance to play it on the PS3, so now I found out they had the Ultimate Edition, so I'll just buy that.
Mm-hmm.
No, that makes most sense. Save me some money on the DLC.
And it's only, like, what, 40, 50 bucks?
When I got it, it was, like, $49.99. I bought it on sale.
Okay, that's not too bad.
I think it's, like, 60, but I'm not sure. It was on sale when I bought it.
Nice. Yeah, that may be something I look at picking up, because there's not a lot of games that I'm really looking at getting till Watch Dogs.
I had Watch Dogs pre-ordered, but when they had that November release date,
mm-hmm.
And then I found out it was delayed, so I canceled it and I put it towards Infamous Second Son.
Trying to remember what was that comes out in next couple. Is it March? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Like March 21st?
March is going to be a good month because not only is that coming out, which I'm definitely going to pick up, but Metal Gear Solid 5. Brain farts. Which one is it? I've been looking this up. I want to say Ground Zeroes, I believe, is the one that's coming out in March. Which is going to be awesome. It's the prequel, it's the prologue to Phantom Pain. So, I'm really looking forward to that. That's going to be my big game of the month, and Infamous should be lots of fun. I've been checking that out a little bit, too.
And then I'll pre-order Watch Dogs again when they have a definite release date.
Mm-hmm.
At first, when they said it was delayed, I figured they'll delay it until December. And then I heard spring 2004. It's like, no!
Yeah.
Why?
But on the same token, I can appreciate the fact that they're taking the time to refine the game, clean it up, and make sure it's ready for launch, because I feel like there's a lot of games that just get pushed out way too early, and they shouldn't be. But anyways, anything else that you would like to touch on before we wrap this guy up?
Nope, I'm good.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Jamie, for being on the show. I really appreciate it. It was a lot of fun.
No problem.
And everyone, if you have a gaming topic that's burning a hole in your pocket, then come be a guest and share it with the world, because that's what I'm here to do. Anyone can be on this show. I mean, so long as you have a microphone, you've got a computer, you got Skype, you can be on. And you can be sure to hit me up on Twitter. It's @boom_headshot, HEADSH0T. Check out everything Boom at boomheadshotpod.com. And Jamie, where can they find you if they want to talk to you?
My Twitter handle is @funsize27. That's your fun_size27.
Awesome. I will
and
be sure.
I also have a Twitch channel. I'm Monkey Puppet 11.
Monkey Puppet 11. Okay, awesome. I will get that from you, and I will be sure to link that with the show as well, so that if anyone wants to check out you doing some PS4 streaming, or they want to chat with you on Twitter, they can do so.
All right.
Alrighty. For this week, I'm Jordan Thompson. Thank you again, Jamie, for being on the show.
No problem.
Until next week, keep those sights lined and keep making those headshots.
King of the ring when I'm in the arena, cause I'm beating everybody like when Ike beat Tina. I can throw down with the campus mentality, the gloves putting stops to your whole camp's reality. Sticky bombs flying all over the place. If I find your body, you know I'm humping your face. Duck walking with my heavy machine gun. The words on your screen, you were killed by Z1. Yeah, come and run my direction. I don't give a damn if you got double protection. It's a fatal attraction. I'm way fatality, place quake and not red faction. Posted on a rock, sniper rifle in hand. Your forehead's in sight, all according to plan. Breathe wrong, homie, and you might get caught. Everybody in the room's gonna hear what I got, cause it's a
boom headshot, boom headshot. I'm still getting hot, just like boom headshot, boom headshot, boom headshot. I'm still getting hot.
Around your area, becoming so nefarious. It's necessary to be wearing, you should be afraid of us. Got you in the sights of my rifle scope. Better take a look around before your head explodes. Taking the show on the road, see the victims ladder. Better watch where you go, or your mic can shatter. Better pack your grenades if you step into us. A frantic creature with a body, see them piling up. I take a real sick pleasure out of watching them fall. Rockets and grenades, I shot a free-for-all. I'm about to whip out my sickness, get my opinion. Climb up to the top and start snapping at your best friend. It takes 10 men to stop me, here I'm coming. In the battle mode, I keep on running and gunning. Zealous and be fair, y'all better be scared. Don't care if you respond, I still be camping out to be there with a
boom headshot, boom headshot. Still getting hot, just like boom headshot.
Hit your 9-3 chumps in the line.
Wait, I'm low on ammo, but I still got my 9. Need to reach a high level for I'm truly effective.
Killing off pros and noobs, non-selective.
True that death, okay, I'm ready to go.
Sticky bombs in my hand, pop tops and throw. Yo, my railgun's tracking everyone in my sector.
Hey, yo, I'm in position, let me give you the vector.
The coordinates match with the blips on my map.
Word to that, okay, let's set up this trap. Selling noobs in to be like bait.
Brain matter will splatter, all according to fate.
Yeah, there's no doubt, look like they found my landmine.
It's all good, now I got my snipe sights line. This is easy like aiming at Tyra Banks.
Making shots so accurate, they're taking down tanks.
Boom headshot, boom headshot. Still getting the shots, like boom headshot. Boom headshot, boom headshot. Still getting the shots.
Zealous one. Uh-oh. Turn around. Whoops. Too late.